Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 22nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has struck a deal with OpenAI. The chipmaker will invest up to $100 billion into OpenAI for a massive data center build-out. It'll allow OpenAI to build and deploy at least 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA systems for its artificial intelligence data centers to train and run its next generation of models. The first phase is targeted to come online in the second half of 2026. The companies say they'll finalize the details of their new partnership in the coming weeks. Citigroup says starting this month, it'll begin piloting new agentic capabilities inside of the proprietary AI platform it's been developing over the last couple of years. Citi's CTO says the firm's internal platform uses a range of models, including Google's Gemini and Anthropic's Claude. With the new update, users will be able to direct an AI tool to complete multiple tasks like researching clients and building profiles by accessing various company systems with a single prompt. The initial pilot will span 5,000 users over 4 to 6 weeks. And Indian tech and IT stocks closed lower today as new U.S. visa rules stoked concerns about rising costs. The Nifty IT Index, a benchmark for India's tech sector, fell 2.9% after President Trump imposed a $100,000 fee on new H-1B visas that'll make hiring foreign talent more expensive. IT services provider Emphasis was one of the biggest decliners, falling 4.6%. LTI Mindtree fell 4.5%. Larger companies such as Infosys and TCS fared better, falling 2 to 3%. We'll have more on the impact of changes to H-1B visas on the tech sector in Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.